702 Series Edition.
The final episode on our series. It is the last day of February, the last Tuesday of the month. Sue Kravitz, Director of Impilo Child Protection and Adoption, welcome back. Thank you so much for joining us again.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
So we have had an opportunity over the past couple of weeks to cover a number of issues. In the last session, which you weren't with us for, you know, we were joined by a psychologist just to deal with the emotions and the psychological impact of an adoption. And I'd like to start off, you know, just from your side, Sue. You know, what have you observed that maybe people don't consider or think about when it comes to the psychological impact when it is around adoption? Because I'm thinking, for example, about the fact that somebody may adopt a child when they are basically newborn, a newborn baby, and that child grows up only knowing those parents to be their parents. And the parents now find themselves in a position where they're not sure when the right time is to tell them that you are adopted, only to later have the child maybe find out from somebody else. And that could have a massive psychological impact. So I'd like to kick off on that part. When is the right time for parents to start to tell a child that the child is adopted, especially if there are other children in the home? And how does a parent have that conversation? And if the child somehow finds out from somebody else, what should the parents do?
Right. So a rule of thumb is that you should tell from day one. So when is the right time? The right time is from when the child comes into your life. Now you'll say, oh, but it's a six-month-old baby. What does a six-month-old baby understand? A six-month-old baby is not going to understand anything, but it's going to get used to hearing the words adoption, or, you know, words around that. And also you as the parent are going to get used to having this conversation with your child when they can't really fire back with questions. So that
yes,
by the time you get to having an older child, obviously if you adopt an older child, that has to be from day one, and because it's obvious that the child's now in your home. And also if they're older siblings, it's also they're going to talk about it and ask questions, so
yes,
you have to be honest. So never hide it. It's never a secret, because secrets are things we don't want to talk about. They you know, we shouldn't be telling. It's a nasty thing. It shouldn't be a secret. It's best for your child to be open about them. You can't answer all the questions. You may feel it's not appropriate at that age to answer some of the questions. But you need to keep that door open. Because if the child senses that you as the adoptive parent are uncomfortable with the questions, they'll stop asking you. And they'll start looking elsewhere for the answers. And the last thing you want is for them to hear about it on the playground or from a cousin. That will shake the relationship you have with your child. It's like everything they've known is suddenly not what they thought it was.
Yes.
And you want your child, any child, to trust you and to feel that you're telling them the truth of about everything. So in order to build that trust, you have to start talking almost immediately. And there are books, and there are kids' books, and you can make your own books. We talk about building an adoption life story book, putting pictures in of special moments, and, you know, just this is the hospital where you were born. Now, where in this story does the mother come, the birth mother? Let's talk about that. So in adoption, we always talk about a triangle. There's the child, there's the birth mother, and the adoptive parent. Now, these three people or groups of people are connected in whatever way you look at it. Even if the child was abandoned, there was still a mother who gave birth to that child.
Yes.
And you may not know her name, or you may not know where or what her circumstances are, but she's still there. She is the person who gave birth to you. And you need to help the child to have a positive picture of that person. I'm not saying a glowing picture, but a positive picture, because the child's self-image is wrapped up with who they are and where they come from.
Yes.
Not only what they get from you as an adoptive parent, but also, you know, did my mother dump me on the corner?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
What made her do that? My mother was raped. Mm. What does that mean for me?
Mm.
These are conversations that, you know, you can't sit and have that with a 6 or 8 year old, but you can certainly have with older children. And when is the right time? There's never a right time. Don't leave it. That's the wrong time. Start with the story. And help your child develop a positive identity around who they are and where they've come from. Even if it's not such a wonderful story.
Hmm.
It's important for them to know the story, to help them to digest it and to build that into their lives. And not to feel it's a secret that I can't tell anybody.
Hmm. And I think what you're sharing is possibly part of the more difficult part of the whole process is a parent who, by law and in their feelings, is a parent to this child, the fear of the child wanting to find their birth parents or birth mother.
Mm-hmm.
What from your experience have you found that fear comes from? Is it the fear that the child will want to leave them? Or what is the fear? Because I also sympathize with parents who delay having the conversation out of, again, fear that the child might reject them, or that the child themselves might feel rejected, especially if they are biological children in the home.
Yes, so every parent, whether you have biological, adopted, or their children, you want to protect your children from being hurt. So we perceive that by them finding out that they're adopted, they're going to be hurt and rejected, and probably they will be to a greater or lesser degree. But the fear that I'm going to hurt my child, you didn't do that. You've taken the child into your family. So you have to build a positive image around this woman who made a decision to give you for it up for adoption. She made a plan for you because she wanted the best for you. Even the mother who dumps the child on the corner or on the rubbish dump is trying to do the best she knows how at that time. So a baby left in a baby saver, that mother thought, this is the best thing I can do right now to give my child a future. So just to come back to the issue of rejection. So why would an adoptive feel, mother or father, parent, feel rejected? They would feel rejected because there is another mother out there. So I'm not good enough. She's going to go, or he's going to go to that parent. They're going to reject me. And generally that comes from the parent's own anxieties and unresolved issues around sometimes infertility, sometimes their own insecurities. And if you start to feel anxiety about telling and then fear of them finding out, you need to go and talk to somebody and get that sorted in your head, because it's not actually about you. Adopted children will say to you, this is not about my mom and dad, it's about me and trying to find where I fit into the world, and not rejecting those adoptive parents. And the best thing for an adoptive parent is to be supportive of their child wanting to find or search, as we call it.
Yes, yes. So I would like to take a quick break, and when we come back, we take your calls on 011-883-0702 in the WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702. Any of the questions that you have around adoption outside of what it is we are talking about, because we didn't get through so many of your questions, and it is quite a big topic and a sensitive one as well. Some of you have found yourselves trying to adopt and struggling to adopt because of the red tape, and maybe Sue is able to assist you. So when we come back, we'll take your calls and your WhatsApps.
702 Series Edition.
It is the final episode of our series for the month of February, which has been on adoption. And today we are doing a Q&A. This is your opportunity to ask any question of our guest, Sue Kravitz, Director of Impilo Child Protection and Adoption, by giving us a call on 011-883-0702 and the WhatsApp line 072-702-1702. And maybe you don't have a question, but just want to share your adoption journey and story. Let's go to the lines. We have Fred in Joburg. Hi, Fred. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thanks. And you?
Good, good. Yes. What's your story?
Okay, so I was adopted in 1950.
Yes.
And my father at that time was 51 when I was adopted.
Mm.
So when I was about 4 and a half, I'm sort of looking at my parents and saying, how come you look like my grandparents? Gray and my friend's parents are young. And they said, no, you're adopted.
Mm.
And that was the only time it was mentioned. And then when I was about 8, I got some information what my actual surname was. And I just, you know, didn't do anything about that. And in 2020, I got some information about the Queen Vic Hospital where I was born.
Oh, wow.
They said the birth records are available. Write to them. So I wrote under my adopted name, and eventually it took about 8 months because of COVID.
Mm.
And so they gave me the information. And I got the information on the Tuesday, and I found my mother on the Friday. She was still alive.
And
I was 70 at that stage.
Yes.
She was 87. Yeah.
And how did that go, the first meeting?
Very difficult, because she was kind of in denial. I think, you know, it was so long ago, she'd never thought I'd come out of the woodwork.
Yes.
And it was COVID, so there were no, obviously, no physical meetings.
Mm.
It took about 6 weeks. And then eventually I sort of got a phone call, spoke to her on the phone at the old age home. And then eventually she agreed to meet. But quite difficult, because we both had to be masked up and behind screens, et cetera, et cetera. And, but the biggest, she passed away after a year or so. But the biggest blessing is I've got a wonderful family.
I was about to ask.
First cousin, second cousin.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That is so beautiful. So can I ask, especially for the parents out there, you know, with how you found out, do you think there was a better way you could have been told?
You know, bearing in mind, I suppose my folks were quite old.
Yes.
I think you need to tell the child as early as possible.
Mm.
Because I think from the parent's point of view, there's always this trepidation, my child is going to find out somehow.
Yes.
And then when they find out, the kid's going to say, why didn't you tell me?
Yes.
You know, why do you have to find from somebody else? So I think that's the most important advice I can give, is that if you're adopting a child as early as possible, tell them they're adopted, they're special, they're your child, you love them, whatever. And then take it from there.
Thank you so much, Fred, for sharing your story. And I'm so happy you got an opportunity to meet your birth mother. Tim in Pretoria. So you have recently adopted.
Yes, so it's Tim here from Pretoria.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been through the experience of adopting. We have two children, biological children.
Mm-hmm.
And we've adopted a third. And so we've got a cross-cultural family.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to encourage other parents out there who are considering it, it is one of the greatest blessings we've experienced.
Mm. Mm. So Tim, if I may ask, was it something that you had planned to always do, or did you meet a child and then decide we've fallen in love with this child and we want to adopt them?
No, so for us it was really a conviction. We felt that God laid it on our hearts to do it. And so we started the process without knowing any child.
Yes.
And
yes.
So it was very much like a biological birth. You have to wait and see what you get.
Yes, yes. And did you get your child as a baby?
So when we got, I'll call him Mr. T.
Yes.
For the purposes of this conversation. But when Mr. T entered our lives, he was 7 months old.
Oh, man. And how are the siblings responding?
So we had an absolutely wonderful social worker. We used ABBA House in Pretoria, or ABBA Adoptions.
Mm.
And they did some great work in preparing us, some wonderful advice and wisdom that they shared with us in preparation. And our kids, our biological children, were as excited as we were when Mr. T entered our home. And if you come and visit us for a cup of coffee one day, you'll see the love between them.
Oh, man, that's absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that term. So many children in this country need homes and people like you. Leslie in Benoni, you've got a question.
Hello.
Yes, Leslie, you've got a question. Go ahead.
Hi, ladies. Good afternoon. Yes, how do you begin to tell a child of about 2.5 that they adopted? And going further, when that child is in a position to want to perhaps look for their birth mother, and the request from the birth mother was that she never ever wanted contact or to be found, how do you address that question?
Oh, that's a tough one, Leslie. So is this a child that you have adopted?
My daughter has adopted, yes.
Okay. Sue, help us with this one. This is a tough one. If the birth mother says, I'd never want to be contacted, but at some point the child will have questions and possibly want to meet their birth mother, that would come as such a blow to hear that the birth mother doesn't want to be contacted.
Very much so. It's very difficult for an adopted child to hear, because it's a form of rejection, and often they do carry those issues. So I would say that there isn't really a simple answer other than for her adopted family to give her the love and support. But I want to say that before anybody starts doing a search, the legislation actually requires that you get counseling and you go through a proper organization, adoption social workers, so that the social worker can prepare you for this eventuality. Because unfortunately, we don't find the birth parents, or they deceased, or they don't want to make contact because of their own circumstances. So it's really tough. It's really, really tough. But they need to be prepared, and they need to be in a supportive and sometimes therapeutic environment.
Oh, that's a very, very difficult one, Sue, but thank you so much. And before you go, quickly tell us about Impilo and how people can get in touch with Impilo.
Yes, so Impilo, we're on Facebook. I believe we're now on Twitter and LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
And our Facebook is impilo.org.za. And the email is pa@impilo.org.za.
And of course, Impilo, you have adoption accreditation for national and inter-country adoptions, and people can get in touch with you for all of that assistance. Thank you so much, Sue Crovers, for joining us for this series for the month of February on adoption.